And so you also asked a question about making your hair grow. And so there are a couple of thoughts out there. Some people choose to believe that you can't put anything on your hair that will make your hair grow. And I would say I half agree with that, because indirectly, as long as you stop breakage, your hair is going to, you know, look like it's going to grow. Mm-hmm. So you definitely can grow your hair with putting something on it, but it's the illusion of growth because you're stopping the breakage. Mm-hmm. So the more that you lubricate, actually the less you manipulate the hair.
Yes.
Also, that stops the breakage to give the illusion of longer hair, because it's growing regardless. So mm-hmm. I say illusion because it's not breaking, so you can actually see the growth there. Mm-hmm. So that has to do with using products, you know, like topical products. Mm-hmm. But I really do believe that you can take something to grow your hair. I'm actually doing some trials now because, you know, I am a hair scientist and I love to experiment, and I am looking at something that I got to do a little bit more investigation on it. So I will not reveal what that is right now. I need to do a formal trial and experiment with it. But I think it may have some potential, so people can have some hope that, you know, actually taking something that could help the hair to grow.
Yeah. Other than hair, nail, and skin.
Other than hair. Right, yes. But, I mean, it really is important to take vitamins. And I mean, if you can actually get it through natural foods, mm-hmm. that is the best way to get your nutrients. But, you know, our lifestyle, with our lifestyle, is very difficult to do that. But, you can take vitamins for sure. But if you can ingest it naturally, that is the best. So I did address those two questions, but I did want to weigh in because I wanted to give my perspective, too, about, you know, the male perspective and my personal experience, because I have to admit, and Penny, you didn't go into this, but you were talking about now, but, I mean, you were once married,
right.
And you went through your short stage while you were married.
Right.
I wanted to, you know, get that perspective, but I wanted to talk about my husband's perspective because he's always been very supportive. And I've always wondered, yeah, you're saying this now, but if I actually do it, then how are you gonna, you know, really feel about it at that point? But I've been very fortunate, and I haven't had to worry about that because I've been with the same man since I was 19 years old. So that is, I've always had support. And I'm very lucky that I've been able to experiment. Not a whole lot, because I'm kind of conservative. I would love to go natural. And when I did go natural, I did get, you know, his support with it. But it was funny because I did the braid out one time. So I had it up in braids and took it down. And I loved the little crinkly look. Mm-hmm. And so after about day three, after sleeping on it, I was in the mirror getting ready, you know, to go to work. And my husband says, "You may need to look at the back of your head." Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, when I looked at the back of my head, I was horrified. I could not believe that my hair had matted down. It was a hot mess. So I don't remember what I did, actually. I don't know if I tried to pull that back in the ponytail, whatever, but because of me not being able to do what I wanted to do with it, I did get a relaxer, but it really was for saving time, because I had at the time three virgin heads. Mm-hmm. My hair was natural and my two daughters' hair was natural, and I had hair weekends where we literally spent the whole weekend doing hair, and I was just evil.
Yeah,
I'm talking about evil.
We talked about that.
Yes.
Evil.
You were.
So to kind of save everybody in the house, I broke down and got a relaxer again. But, you know, I've always had that male support.
God.
But can you tell about your support with your husband?
Well, yeah. I mean, that was a good thing. That's another good thing, because he would always say, you know, it doesn't matter what you do to your hair. Basically, we had a very good relationship. It was about the person and not the hair. He saw the trials that I went through with my hair, because we had been together since high school also. I've been knowing my husband since we were 17. So
wow.
When my hair broke off, and I actually, for almost a year, I did not know what to do. I don't know what was going through my head at this time, but I really did not know what to do. I wore hats. I would wear a scarf. I would wear anything that would cover my hair. I mean, in bed. Do you understand? I would have a hat or a scarf on, okay? What was wrong with me? I mean, that man put up with some stuff because I was so embarrassed. I did not know which way to turn. I did not know to go to a stylist or anything and say, look, this is what has happened, you know? But I was young back then. And he always had been supportive. So when I made up my mind to cut my hair, and one day I told him, look, I'm going to get it cut off. I need to grow this perm out. He was very supportive. As a matter of fact, he liked it so much, he was the one that supported me to keep it short. He really liked my hair short. And that's when they called it the Halle Berry style came in, when the hair was short, you know. Not to mention that I had had an embarrassing experience, that is, with a wig that I had on at a sorority party. The wig was actually pulled off by a guy that liked me. And, woo, Lord, that was an experience. People that's listening that know about that experience, that was something else. But
you had a lot of mad women. Well, you didn't have to be mad. There were women who were mad in your behalf because of that incident.
And he didn't know. The guy didn't know I had on a wig. So when he pulled it off, it was like, what in the world? But to get back to what we were talking about, Kevin was very supportive of my hair being short. He was supportive of it being long. He liked it anyway. It was basically the person, you know. So he was real supportive about that. I've been very lucky too, because there are men that I've dated that preferred my hair a certain way, wear it a certain length, have a certain style, has to be a certain color, and I just wasn't having all of that. So, you know, to alleviate all that, I just, like I said, I've been fortunate to rock a weave and have good results with it. Yeah.
So if there are any men listening out there, I would say, please, please support your ladies with whatever they choose to do with their hair. Now, you can express your opinion. I'm not saying that you can't, you know, say what your preference is, but if your woman, I mean, she's taken into consideration
right. What
your point of view is. I mean, it just usually, I mean, unless you guys don't have a good, you know, relationship, a woman is going to take that into, you know, perspective when she actually decides what she's going to do.
I think, but most women do, though, don't we? I mean, for the most part, when a male, we're interested in somebody, we listen to his opinion. We want to please our mates. We want them to find us attractive. Most of us will try to accommodate. But when that's not possible,
right?
That's
exactly.
The only time when most women don't accommodate, because we're nurturers. We're we're not maternal. What's the word? We're nurturers. we're very emotional. We try to please the person that we with. At least I know I do. But, you know, when that can't be done, we have to take other measures and, you know, being how we want to be.
I hear you. Yada, you got some input on that?
Well, I agree. I know being a woman is tough. And if you to have self-esteem for yourself is the best way. And if you show yourself in the right light, then either they're going to accept it or they are not.
Yeah, and it's about confidence. You know, I haven't met a man yet that did not respect a woman or like a woman with confidence. You know, whether you're rocking your hair natural, short, long, if she exudes confidence, attraction is going to be there anyway. So self-esteem does mean a lot. You know, you have to love yourself first, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.